Vivid Sydney 2026 Visual Story. Welcome to the Vivid Sydney 2026 Visual Story. This story is designed to help me prepare for visiting Vivid Sydney. It explains what Vivid Sydney is, what I can expect, and how I can plan my visit in a way that feels safe, comfortable, and enjoyable for me. About this visual story. This is a visual story for Vivid Sydney 2026. It was created with Autism Spectrum Australia and Get Skilled Access. This visual story shares accessibility information and helps me prepare for a new environment or situation. It includes information about public transport, crowds, what to bring, and available supports. I can find more information on the Access and Inclusion page on the Vivid Sydney website. If I need more help, I can call the Vivid Accessibility Officer on 0429 897 028 or fill out the online contact form. Communication Board. The Communication Board can help me communicate without speaking. I can print it and bring it with me to Vivid Sydney. I can point to symbols that show what I need, such as food, toilets, quiet spaces, or help. Staff may ask yes or no questions to better understand my needs. About Vivid Sydney, what to expect? Vivid Sydney is a large event that showcases art, music, food, and technology. For 23 nights, Sydney is lit up with colourful light installations and projections. These displays appear on buildings and public spaces across the city. Vivid Sydney is produced by Destination New South Wales. The festival runs from Friday 22nd May to Saturday 13th June 2026. Events take place nightly from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. I can explore the event at my own pace. Vivid Light Walk. The Vivid Light Walk is free and takes place across three zones. The zones are Circular Quay and the Rocks, Barangaroo, and Darling Harbour. Some areas include hills and slopes. Paths are concrete or bitumen and connect different installations. The light walk is accessible for mobility devices and prams. Vivid Music. Vivid Music includes live performances at venues across Sydney. Some events require tickets, while others are free. Tumbalong Nights are free music events. On Saturdays, Feel the Beats takes place at Tumbalong Park. I can check the Vivid Sydney website for details. Vivid Minds. Vivid Minds includes talks and presentations on inspiring topics. Some events are ticketed and others are free. I can check the Vivid Sydney website for details. Vivid Food. Vivid Food offers many food and drink options. It celebrates Sydney's diverse food culture. Some Vivid Food events require tickets. I can check the Vivid Sydney website for details. Vivid Fire Kitchen. The Vivid Fire Kitchen runs for 23 nights at Barangaroo Reserve. It features food cooked over open flames. Entry is free, but food and drinks must be purchased. Weeknights are usually less crowded. Accessibility Map. The accessibility map can be downloaded from the Vivid Sydney website. It shows toilets, first aid, quiet spaces, and accessible viewing areas. Volunteers can also help me access this information. Before I arrive. This section focuses on how I can prepare before arriving at Vivid Sydney. Planning ahead may help me feel more comfortable and confident. Tickets and companion cards. If I have bought tickets for Vivid Minds, Vivid Music, or Vivid Food events, my ticket will be sent to me digitally by email or to my mobile phone. I do not need to print my ticket. I can show the ticket on my phone and staff will scan it at the event. It helps to turn my phone brightness up so the ticket can be scanned easily. If I use a companion card, my support worker or essential companion may be able to enter some events for free. I will need to show my companion card to ticketing staff when I arrive. Companion tickets can be booked online through the Vivid Sydney website. Crowds and hidden disability sunflower. There will be many people attending Vivid Sydney, especially on weekends. Crowds may make it harder to move around, and I may need extra time to get where I am going. If I prefer a quieter experience, I may choose to visit on a weeknight from Monday to Thursday. Vivid Sydney supports the Hidden Disability Sunflower Scheme. Wearing a sunflower lanyard can let staff know that I may need extra support, time, or understanding. A limited number of sunflower lanyards are available, or I can bring my own. Even without a lanyard, I can still ask staff or volunteers for help whenever I need it. If I would like to receive a sunflower lanyard, I can call 0429 897 028 or email vivid.access@dnsw.com.au. Gig Buddies. Vivid Sydney supports an organisation called Gig Buddies. Gig Buddies pairs people with a volunteer buddy who shares similar interests. My buddy can attend Vivid Sydney with me and enjoy the event together. I can sign up for Gig Buddies through their website if this support would be helpful for me. If I do not have a Gig Buddy, I can still attend Vivid Sydney and ask staff or volunteers for help. What else to bring? Vivid Sydney is an outdoor event and can be bright, busy, and noisy, so it helps to bring items that support my comfort. I may choose to bring headphones, a water bottle, sensory tools, a phone or tablet, and a bank or credit card. Wet weather clothing such as a raincoat or jacket can be helpful if weather changes. I can also bring my communication board and my Opal card for public transport. If I forget something, I can often buy food, drinks, or clothing near the event. Getting to Vivid Sydney. This section explains how I can get to Vivid Sydney using different transport options. Planning my journey before I leave home can help me feel prepared and reduce stress. Transport help. If I have questions about transport, I can contact Transport for New South Wales for help. Transport for New South Wales provides phone services, including a main phone line, translation services, and TTY services. The Transport for New South Wales website includes trip planners with maps and information about accessible travel. The next sections explain how to travel to each Vivid Sydney zone. Zone 1, Circular Quay. Zone 1 includes Circular Quay and the Rocks. If I am in Barangaroo, I can travel to Circular Quay via Argyle Street. It will be approximately 900 metres from Stargazer Lawn. On weeknights, I can catch a train or light rail directly to Circular Quay Station. On Saturday nights and Sunday 7th of June, between 6pm and 11pm, I will need to get off at Wynyard Station and travel along George Street to get to Circular Quay. It will be approximately 900 metres. On Fridays from 6pm and Saturday and Sunday from 5pm, the light rail won't go to Circular Quay. I will need to get off at Town Hall and travel along George Street to Circular Quay. It will be approximately 1.8 kilometres. Buses run regularly to the city, but stops may change due to road closures during Vivid Sydney. On Fridays at 6pm and Saturday and Sunday from 5pm, buses stop at Martin Place instead of Circular Quay. I will need to travel along Pitt Street to Circular Quay. It will be approximately 1.1 kilometres. Ferries travel directly to Circular Quay, but they can be very busy, especially on weekends. If a ferry is full, I can use another transport option such as a train, metro, light rail, or bus. Zone 2, Barangaroo. Zone 2 includes the Barangaroo Reserve and Barangaroo Central. I can reach Barangaroo Reserve from Circular Quay if I travel along Argyle Street. It will be approximately 900 metres. I can reach Barangaroo Central from Darling Harbour if I travel along Harbourside Promenade, passing King Street Wharf. It will be approximately 2 kilometres. The closest train station is Wynyard, and I can use the Wynyard Walk Tunnel to reach Barangaroo. I can also take the metro directly to Barangaroo Station. Zone 3, Darling Harbour. Zone 3 includes Darling Harbour and Cockle Bay. I can travel to Darling Harbour by train to Town Hall, by metro to Gadigal, or by light rail. There are several light rail stops that serve different parts of Darling Harbour. I can also arrive by ferry, depending on where I am travelling from. Accessible rideshare and taxis. Large crowds and road closures can make it difficult for taxis and rideshares to pick up and drop off passengers close to event areas. Wheelchair Book and Ride is a service for booking wheelchair accessible taxis in Sydney. I can book a wheelchair accessible taxi online or by phone at any time of day. The Sydney Opera House also offers a free shuttle and accessible buggy service for eligible patrons. Accessible pickup and drop-off locations. There are designated accessible pickup and drop-off locations across the city during Vivid Sydney. These locations operate on different days and times, depending on road closures. Checking these locations before I travel can help my journey go more smoothly. Some of these locations are Hickson Road at Pier 1 Hotel, George Street at Lower Fort Street, Sydney Opera House, Waterman's Quay at Barangaroo. Accessible parking. Vivid Sydney offers a limited number of bookable accessible parking spaces. These parking spaces are free, but must be booked in advance. I can apply by calling 0429-897-028. If I apply for accessible parking, a Vivid Sydney representative will contact me to confirm my booking and provide details. Driving and road closures. Some city roads close in the afternoon and evening during Vivid Sydney. There are also new parking restrictions in place during event hours. I cannot view Vivid Sydney attractions from my car. Traffic can be heavy, so I may choose to use public transport instead. Special event clearways. Special event clearways operate during Vivid Sydney. I cannot park in a clearway, even if I have a parking or mobility permit. Clearways are clearly signed with yellow signs showing the times they apply. If my car is parked in a clearway, it may be towed, and I may need to pay a fee. Car parking. Car parking in the city can be busy and has many restrictions during Vivid Sydney. If roads close while my car is parked, I may not be able to leave until roads reopen. Some parking facilities, such as the Sydney Opera House car park, offer accessible parking spaces. Planning ahead can help me decide whether to drive or use public transport. Sydney drone shows. This section introduces the Vivid Sydney drone shows. Attending the Vivid Sydney drone shows at Cockle Bay. The Vivid Sydney drone shows take place at Cockle Bay in Darling Harbour. The drone shows happen in the sky above the water. Drones fly together to create shapes, patterns, and images using light. The drone shows are a short aerial light performance and is part of the Vivid Sydney program. The drone shows run from Sunday to Wednesday nights, except for Sunday the 7th of June. There are two drone shows each night at 7:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Each show runs for around 10 minutes. Drone shows. What I can expect. The drone shows are very popular and attract large crowds. Before, during, and after the shows, there will be many people moving around. Space to stand and watch may be limited. and the area may feel busy and noisy. Security staff and Vivid Sydney volunteers will be nearby to help keep people safe. There is a ticketed, accessible viewing area available for people who need additional support. Accessible viewing in places are limited and need to be booked in advance. I can apply by calling 0429 897 028. Planning my visit ahead of time can help me feel more comfortable and prepared. Getting to the drone shows. I can get to the drone shows at Darling Harbour using public transport. I can take a train to Town Hall Station and travel along Bathurst Street to Darling Harbour. I can also take the metro to Gadigal Station and travel downhill to Darling Harbour. Light rail services stop near Tumbalong Park and the ICC Exhibition Centre. I may also arrive by ferry, depending on my travel plans. Leaving the drone show. After the drone show finishes, many people will leave at the same time. The area may feel busy and crowded. I will follow directions from staff and volunteers who are there to help everyone leave safely. I should allow extra travel time when leaving the drone show. If some transport stops are too busy, I can travel to nearby stations or stops with more space. I can ask a volunteer wearing a bright pink jacket for help if I am unsure where to go. Vivid Sydney Laser Shows. This section introduces the Vivid Sydney Laser Shows. Watching the laser shows. The Vivid Sydney Laser Shows take place at Cockle Bay in Darling Harbour. The laser shows are bright and colourful light displays over the water. The laser shows run every night from Monday to Sunday. There are four laser shows each hour between 6 p.m. and 11 p.m. Each laser show lasts about 7 minutes and is followed by an 8-minute break. On Sunday to Wednesday nights, the laser shows run at the same time as the drone shows. These evenings may feel busier due to large crowds. There is an accessible viewing area available for the laser shows. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, this area is open from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. without a booking. If I prefer a less busy experience and am not attending for the drone shows, I may choose to visit on a Thursday or Friday night. Planning my journey and allowing extra time can help me feel more comfortable during my visit. When I arrive. This section explains what I can expect when I arrive at Vivid Sydney. Knowing what facilities and supports are available can help me feel more comfortable and confident. Facilities available. Ambulant toilet facilities are available at several locations across Vivid Sydney. These include Circular Quay East and West under the KL Expressway, the Overseas Passenger Terminal Forecourt, Hickson Road near Hickson Road Reserve, and Barangaroo Reserve at Stargazer Lawn. Wheelchair accessible toilets are also available at these locations as well as at Tumbalong Park in Darling Harbour. Change rooms are available at Circular Quay East under the KL Expressway and at Tumbalong Park in Darling Harbour. These change rooms do not include a hoist. There is a changing places facility located in Tumbalong Park, Darling Harbour. This does have a hoist available. The Vivid Light Walk and most installations are accessible for wheelchairs and other mobility devices. Some paths are steep and crowds may make it harder to move on busy nights. Certified assistance animals are welcome at Vivid Sydney and must be on a leash at all times. Vivid Sydney has several first aid tents located at Circular Quay, corner Alfred Street and Pitt Street, Hickson Road Reserve, Barangaroo Stargazer Lawn and Tumbalong Park. If I feel unwell or need medical help, I can go to a first aid tent. Water refill stations are available at several locations and can be found on the accessibility map. Taking regular breaks and staying hydrated can help me feel more comfortable. What if it is raining? The Vivid Light Walk and many installations are outdoors. I should prepare for all weather conditions by bringing a raincoat or umbrella if rain is expected. In severe weather, some areas may be restricted for safety reasons. I can check the Vivid Sydney website or social media channels for updates. Sensory information. Vivid Sydney includes many sensory experiences. I may encounter loud announcements, crowds, steep inclines, bright lights, dark areas, and flashing or moving lights. There are also interactive installations that respond to movement or touch. Knowing this in advance can help me plan how I manage these sensory experiences. Low sensory installations. Some installations are designed to be low sensory, with quieter sounds or softer lighting. Low sensory installations still include lights and sounds, but at a reduced level. Some installations may include flashing or strobe lighting and may not be suitable for people with epilepsy or light sensitivity. The low sensory installations are the prism, optic, coro loco, stop, look, listen, invisible cities, dear you, reflect, river of fire, mycelium network, flea circus, constellations, electric dandelions, lumiverse transporter, blink Cincinnati, continuum. Quiet spaces. Quiet spaces are available if crowds, noise, or lights feel overwhelming. These spaces offer a calm and comfortable place to rest and reset. Quiet spaces are located near Circular Quay, Barangaroo Stargazer Lawn, and in Darling Harbour near Tumbalong Park. Volunteers are present to offer support if needed. Who to ask for help? Vivid Sydney volunteers are available to help with directions, wayfinding, and communication. Volunteers wear bright pink jackets and Vivid Sydney lanyards. I can bring a support worker or companion if I need hands-on assistance. Vivid Sydney has information booths staffed by friendly volunteers. At these booths, volunteers can help me access online maps, programs, and event information. Information booths are located at West Circular Quay, Barangaroo, and Darling Harbour. Audiovisual services. Vivid Sydney offers audio descriptions for each light installation. I can access audio descriptions by scanning QR codes on installation light boxes or through the Vivid Sydney website. These audio descriptions help explain what the installations look like. Accessible viewing areas. There are 5 accessible viewing areas across Vivid Sydney. Some accessible viewing areas require booking, especially for popular events. Other viewing areas are open and do not require booking. I can check the Vivid Sydney website before I arrive to see whether I need to book. There is a supervised accessible viewing area at the Museum of Contemporary Art, Hickson Road Reserve, Cockle Bay, and Darling Harbour. The Tumbalong Park accessible viewing area will operate a Feel the Beat activation from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday nights. I will need to make a booking. Feel the Beat is an inclusive music experience designed for deaf and hard of hearing people and others who enjoy experiencing music through vibration. The Cockle Bay accessible viewing area will be a ticketed space Sunday to Wednesday for the drone shows. The Vivid Sydney drone shows have a dedicated accessible viewing area at Cockle Bay. I must book in advance and choose which session I want to attend. Arrival times are available for the early or late drone show each night. Eating at Vivid Sydney. There are many places to buy food and drinks during Vivid Sydney. Food areas can be very busy, especially on weekends. I may need extra time to move around and purchase food. Weeknights are often less crowded. Vivid Fire Kitchen. The Vivid Fire Kitchen can become very busy, especially on weekends. If I prefer fewer crowds, I may choose to attend on a weeknight. The Vivid Fire Kitchen is free to enter, but food and drinks must be purchased. In 2026, the Vivid Fire Kitchen is located at Barangaroo Stargazer Lawn. Tumbalong Park. Tumbalong Park offers a variety of food and beverages. The area is free to enter, but food and drinks need to be purchased. Tumbalong Park is open each night from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. Leaving Vivid Sydney. The lights at Vivid Sydney turn off at 11 p.m. each night. There may be large crowds when many people leave at the same time. I can leave Vivid Sydney at any time that feels right for me. I can use the same transport to get home as I used to arrive. End of my Vivid Sydney journey. This is the end of the Vivid Sydney visual story. I can find more information on the Vivid Sydney Access and Inclusion page. If I need more assistance, I can call the Vivid Accessibility Officer on 0429 897 028 or send an email to vivid.access@dnsw.com.au. Vivid Sydney welcomes feedback to help improve future events. We hope your Vivid Sydney journey shone bright.